setting with the right crowd. The vibe has always been created by the people. It always seems to be able to lift me up. The energy created when we all get down. Collaboration, art and music, this is love. No more emptiness, feel full.
Thought if you were gonna believe in something, why not believe in the sun? The Egyptians worshipped it as Atum and Ra. The Romans celebrated the birth of the unconquered sun in the winter solstice. In Ireland, Anya, the goddess of the spark of life. The Aztecs believed Tonatuya was the sun god. The Buddhists, the Bodhisattva of the sun. In China, the solar deity, Taiyang Shen. The sun dancers of the plains lifting their community. The sun has always been our daily guide, even from almost 100 million miles away. Don't forget it is a star, our sun is the star of stars, the heart of our solar system. Our sun, which could hold a million Earths, the most important energy source of life. Without its touch, we would be cold, barren, a lifeless rock. Just as without music, inspiration, and the spirit of dance, our bodies become like stone. Rhythm be your sun, let these words be like light, let this song be a star, a beacon that reminds our souls to shine.
So shine.
Thank you. We are speaking from the book that is a powerful book. The book of what? Ezra. Can you turn there with me, please, to the book of Ezra? And we're going to read together. Hallelujah. Can I hear an amen? Can I hear a hallelujah? Praise the Lord. Ezra chapter 9, we're reading verse 8 and verse 9. Sorry, this thing is misbehaving. Let me sort it out first. Why is it misbehaving? Ezra chapter 9, verse 8 and 9. I'm going through these verses again and I'm adding more things. So, for those of you who were not here, it's about catch up. For those of you who were here, it's about reminder. But we're adding. Verse 8 and verse 9. And now for a little space, and I'm reading the King James Bible. Grace has been showed from the Lord our God to leave us a remnant to escape and to give us a nail in his holy place, that our God may lighten our eyes and give us a little reviving in our bondage. For we were bondmen, yet our God has not forsaken us in our bondage, but has extended mercy unto us in the sight of the kings of Persia, to give us a reviving, to set up the house of our God, and to repair the desolations thereof, and to give us a wall in Judah and in Jerusalem. Let me read that to you in the Message Bible. It reads as follows. Now for a brief time, God our God has allowed us this battered bed to get a firm foothold in his holy place, so that our God may brighten our eyes and lighten our burdens as we set out in this home sentence. We slaves, the inner slaves of our God, didn't come out of the He has put us in the good places of the kings of Israel and given us the heart to build the temple of our God, to restore his ways. We'll be right back.
Yeah.